Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down.
Now, 7 after the hour.
Burns my
Doug Steffens Good Day program. Molly Page is here. Do I need to keep introducing you? I suppose I probably could or should. Should's not the good word, but yeah. I could introduce you to her. She has a wonderful voice. She has a wonderful mind. She has wonderful experience in the broadcasting business. And I'm sure is a voice that probably is familiar to most of you. How she's ended up in our clutches remains to be seen.
Sheer luck.
Yes, passed around the table.
And you should probably explain that Jennifer will be back on Friday because some people are tweeting us saying, what's going on? I don't understand.
Jennifer has many other obligations and finds it very difficult to be here every day. So we're happy to have her here when she can be here because she is a voice of reason in the wilderness. And it's yet to be determined whether Molly is either in the wilderness or has a voice of reason. But she does have a nice voice, so we'll take it from there.
Or if I'm in the wilderness and just screaming.
Right, exactly.
Something like that. But
if you're in the wilderness, can anybody hear you? It's like the tree drops in the forest.
You know what they say, Doug?
What do they say, Rich?
That's life.
Each time
yes, it is. Crank this up, baby. This is big news today.
Pick myself up and get back in.
Slight Rich McFadden on the staff or Kenny Kessler. That's life. They've been here. 55 years of music. The ultimate Sinatra box set with 101 songs that span Frank Sinatra's career from 1939 to 1993. Notice the juxtaposition of the numbers there. Being released today, this is the year of his 100th birthday, and so that's the reason for the release. Very, very, very important musical reality. Crank it up, Richie!
I find myself laying flat on my face. I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life.
I'm going to ask this. Is that Frank?
That is Frank Sinatra. Why? Why are you asking that?
But my heart won't buy it.
Doesn't sound like him to me for some reason.
Well, as he got older, his voice changed. All the Chivas Regal and smoking changed his voice over the years.
Well, a guy like me.
See, that sounds like him to me.
Yeah, it's earlier in his life.
Only happen in a town
voice got
like this.
Husky as he got older.
So may I say to each of you,
people loved going to his concert. I remember going to a theater in the Round with some friends of mine many years ago.
One of you
captivated the audience. Talk about a guy that filled the room.
And I still have the concert program from it. My mom saw Dean, Sammy, and Frank.
Kind of town Chicago is. Barack's kind of town, Chicago. All right.
What did the New Yorkers think of this song? What did the Chicagoans think of New York?
Let's go to Chicago. So there's a rare, flawless 100-carat emerald cut diamond on the auction block today. Will fetch about $19 million at Sotheby's Jewelry Auction. You ready for that one, Molly?
Yeah.
It will not be.
I'm sorry to answer too quickly.
A record for a white diamond, though. It was a 118-carat diamond that sold a couple of years ago for $30 million, 2013. Queen Elizabeth turns 89 today. 41-gun salute fired by the King's troop of Royal Horse Artillery. Hope they miss her. And so that's what's going on. That's the fringe material. There are people who are concerned because the United States of America has sent an aircraft carrier into the waters off of Yemen. The USS Theodore Roosevelt.
It's on its way.
Joining other American warships poised to intercept any Iranian vessels carrying arms to Iran-backed Shiite rebels. So is this just the... I was watching something last night. I know it. It was Bill Maher. I was flipping around the channel sort of dozing off. I was interviewing somebody and suggested in the interview that we would be at war with Iran in the next 2 years. when Ted Cruz becomes president.
You know, if Iran and the United States were Facebook friends and dating, they would have to list their relationship as it's complicated.
Yeah, right.
Because you look at three major things we have going on with Iran. Right now, we're sending a ship to intercept their ships that are bringing arms to the Houthi rebels who are fighting against our interests there.
Who?
The Houthi rebels.
Who?
The Houthi rebels.
Who?
The Houthi rebels.
Who? All right, now, good, keep going.
And we are fighting with Iran to help defend Iraq against certain parts of ISIS.
Right.
And we're also negotiating with them on nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
How do the three different factions of who we're negotiating with, do they talk to each other?
You think the movie with Alex Baldwin and Meryl Streep was complicated? This is really complicated. It's something to be watching. Here's some good news for those of you who are humpback fans. Humpback whales listed as endangered species in 1970, but since then, thanks to the good work of lots of people who are interested in their survival, their numbers have increased in the last 15, 20 years. So there are many more humpback whales. I know for those of you who are concerned and worried about humpback whales and their future, you'll be more than happy to hear that
say it fast.
Them too. Humpback. I was going to say hunchback. As a kid, that's what I used to call them. Hunchback whales.
What's the difference?
I thought, my grandfather told me they were hunchback whales. The grandfather who told me that those light fixtures in the ceiling would grow light fixtures. And I believed him.
That guy.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy.
I would have loved to grab a beer with him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He didn't drink beer because his wife wouldn't let him, but my grandmother wouldn't let him. But he was there to help Charlotte cross over.
Yeah, there you go.
Matter of fact, yep, good stuff.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, relaxing under the oak trees of Leesburg, Florida.
I'm Debbie Donato. Took a week and a half to come down, be with Widow's Sons, which is a Masonic Riders Association, be with all of our brothers, loving Spanish Moss, because I've never seen that, so that's very cool. Going all the way down to Key West, and then heading all the way back up north.
Rally time, today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Frank Kerpetsky. I'm from Long Island, New York area. Half the fun of these bike fests is the rides. It's fun when you're here, you meet different people. We're sitting here talking to for the last 2 hours. He's from Venezuela. He's driving a crotch rocket. We drive cruisers, but he's a biker. He loves it in a different way.
American Biker Minute.
This is what makes Bike Fest so good.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you feel more confident? Stand up straight.
Research at Ohio State University shows good posture makes you more confident in your abilities.
How can you improve your posture? Blogger Trent Hamm says, use duct tape.
Recruit your spouse or close friend to help. Stand up straight with your back to them.
Have your helper run 2 3-inch strips of duct tape down your back, starting in the center of each shoulder blade.
Then have them connect those two strips with tape across the top and bottom, forming a rectangle.
Every time you slouch, the tape will tug lightly on your skin.
It's a gentle reminder to change your posture.
Do it every day for a few weeks to improve your posture and confidence. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This swimmer's 9 Olympic golds were an American record for 32 years. 7 of those were won in the 1972 Games, where he set Olympic records in every event.
It is Mark Spitz in lane number 4, and Spitz is going to win it easily.
So where is Mark Spitz now? Mark commissioned the formulas for a new line of men's skin products called Stuff, which are vegan and cruelty-free. Mark became a stockbroker in 2002 and continues to travel the world as a motivational speaker. In 2012, he endorsed a bid by Istanbul to host the 2020 Summer Olympics. But you really know you've made it when you're mentioned on Family Guy.
That's a great costume, Joe. Are you FDR?
No, I'm Olympic swimmer Mark Spitz.
Gold medal comedy right there. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
One of my good broadcast friends, a guy who's a veteran, he runs a group of stations in Vero Beach, Florida, came to know him on one of my trips. As a matter of fact, I think that we've made, over the years, what, 3 trips to Vero Beach to WTTV? Does that sound right?
I'd say so, Doug. I think that's about right.
And Charlotte was with me each time, I believe.
I believe that's true.
Yep. We went in there, took over like she did every place else. The reason I invited Jim Davis, who's the GM of WTTB in Vero Beach, to come on, I think the first time I was there, it was a combo event because I was working for KABC at the time the same time I did my morning program, and you carried me at WTTB, and that's where Dodger Town was, and KABC carried the Dodgers in L.A., so it was a great twofer. I thought it was one of the most enjoyable experiences that I've ever had as a broadcaster, seeing what went on down there. It was so much fun, and you helped me enjoy it so much. And then I was very disappointed when they closed Dodger Town, and the people in Vero Beach had been worried that it was going to be torn down and some development put up there, but apparently that's not the case. How have things changed for the old Dodger Town?
Well, Doug, you're right. You and I enjoyed a great baseball game there about 10 years ago. Quaint little stadium known as Holman Stadium. And by the way, thank you, Doug. We should mention that your great show has been on our station for now over 2 decades.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, it's
so
neat. I am grateful.
But anyway,
for
you and I watched the L.A. Dodgers play as they did at Holman Stadium for about 61 years. And just a little bit of history here. We used to call them the Brooklyn Dodgers. They came to Florida. They were the first major baseball team to conduct spring training in Florida. And it was really because of one amazing guy, a guy by the name of Bud Holman. He was a visionary. He was an aviator. And back in 1948, he offered to build a stadium at the abandoned Naval Air Base here in Vero Beach. And the caveat was that Mr. Holman was going to buy a DC-3 and personally transport the team back and forth from Brooklyn to Vero Beach. And he put the deal in front of the Dodger owner, Walter O'Malley, and Buzzy Bivacy. Now, there's a couple of legendary names. Buzzy was the GM of the team. They put the thumbs up to it. The deal was cut. And the next thing you know, Dodger Town was born. And they played, by the way, our station carried every game at that stadium since 1954.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of an unusual marriage because, you know, the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to Los Angeles in 1958. Seems like, you know, a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it does.
And the West Coast seemed like a logical place for them to train, but, you know, they stayed in Vero Beach. And finally, the Dodgers left in 2008 to head to the West Coast. They built a beautiful new spring training facility out there. So it kind of, the last spring training game in Vero Beach, by the way, was March the 17th of 2008.
Remember who they played? Who'd they play? Come on. Who'd they play? You remember?
I'm going to say the Mets, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. I want you to hold on because there's more to this story. I want the history of the place is a revered one of those historical sports things that goes so much deeper than that. And in a great place, Vero Beach is a wonderful, wonderful place, growing like a weed. My God, you hardly recognize it anymore. And so Jim Davis, who's the GM of TTB, is here to tell us a story about what now has happened to transform old Dodger Town. We'll get back to the story in a moment here on Good Day.